Hello. Welcome to my first podcast. My name is Matthew Quartz, and today we're going to have a very real discussion about oneness. What is oneness? Well, oneness is the theological esoteric concept that the universe is one energy, one being, one tiny cell. And that everyone else, all the planets, all the galaxies, and all of us, are just tiny little blood cells in that hole. Some people, they put labels on this energy. They say consciousness, Akasha, God. But this consciousness is more like a type of wisdom. It's a force. It is a force that responds to us and hears us. It's a force that loves us. And whatever label you want to put, that's up to you. That's your label. And I respect that. Now, what does oneness mean? Well, oneness means that we acknowledge that we all are one. That means that you need to be able to look to Hitler and acknowledge that you are Hitler. You were Hitler. You are every person on this planet. You are every single person around you. And that's the thing. You have to be able to accept everyone for who they are. It's just acceptance without judgment, loving endlessly in compassion. So think about it. Why did I say Hitler? I said Hitler because I tried to come up with what was one of the darkest choices I could. And I chose it because it's one that a lot of people are probably going to look at with instant judgment. But by the law of oneness, you acknowledge that you are every being. You have been every, you could say, God. You have been every person before you, and you are going to be a part of every person that comes after you on this planet. That is oneness. Complete acceptance of all. Some of you is in every object in your home. Some of you is the planet. We are everything. We are all energy. We are all vibrations that exist within consciousness. We are the full spectrum of color and the very thought of every person. The heartbeat of every heart as we all beat as one beautiful species out in the world. So what is oneness to you? I can tell you what oneness is to me. Oneness to me is the whole acceptance that because you are everything, it makes zero sense to hate any part of you. And if you're looking at anything out there with hate or anger or frustration, well, you're just angry at yourself. It doesn't make much sense now, does it? No. So let's all live a world of love, peace, and acceptance. This has been Matt Quartz. I hope you enjoyed my first podcast. And let's start a revolution, people. Namaste to you. Today, on this Infinity Talk, we're going to discuss crystals. Now, there are many different types of crystals that exist out in the world. We're going to focus on a specific bunch today. Okay, let's start off with quartz. What is quartz? Well, first of all, quartz is a beautiful, completely transparent crystal that is known as the Master Healer. It is incredibly powerful. You can hold it in your hand and set an intention to program it with anything, anything your heart desires. I don't care how huge it is. Quartz, to me, is the law of attraction crystal. Now, you can also work with rose quartz if you need a lot of love, or you need some love in your life. Maybe you're someone where recently you've wanted more friends, or maybe you want that girlfriend, or maybe you even want a boyfriend. Whatever it is. Maybe you just want someone to bring you a coffee, or to hold your umbrella when it rains. Maybe you just need a hug. Well, you know what? You can program so many stones for that. But rose quartz will forever be in my top 10. Not even my top 3 when it comes to love. When you need some love brought to you, work with rose quartz. And if I'm very blunt, I was incredibly self-conscious about my body for many years until I started to work with rose quartz, and then I learned to love myself. Learn to love yourself too with rose quartz. Now, citron, the stone of abundance. Pick up a citron, visualize what it is you want, see it in your hand, hold it in your hand. It's yours. Citron, the stone of abundance, brings happiness, laughter, joy, and naturally destroys negativity. Citron cannot hold negativity. Citron is the embodiment of the sun. Next, let's move on to selenite, in my top three favorite stones of all time. Selenite, one of the master crystals, can never hold negativity, programs other crystals, and cleanses itself. What I call a self-sufficient crystal. What I hope humanity can achieve one day. Self-sufficient beings. Now, selenite, like the name suggests, based off of the Greek goddess Selene, goddess of the moon. Selene was known as a very beautiful goddess. She had a type of shine about her, but she also had a tiny bit of a wrath. But she was still very kind and caring and a patron to many witches. So, Selene. Selenite helps to bring Selene's energy of the moon through into your life. It's very angelic. It's very beautiful. Selenite cleanses the room. It takes in negativity around you and removes it. It can charge other stones, giving them a nice boost. And it just looks beautiful. You can buy selenite lamps, selenite pyramids, just like Himalayan salt lamps, which is our next anyways. Himalayan salt lamps. Let's talk about Himalayan salt. Most Himalayan salt lamps are made from Himalayan salt, which it comes from one of the highest mountains in the world, untouched by pollution, so they're very pure crystals. Now, I personally view them as just absolutely beautiful. You can buy these bright orange ones, and orange is the color of friendship, compassion, you know, like, it goes with so much. And orange just has a natural, nice kind of glow to it, don't you think? So, having one of those lamps around could be amazing. And you can even buy ones that change color. Talk about cool, right? But, you want to know what? My asthma has gone down 3/4 since I got them. Himalayan salt lamps just cleanse the whole environment. They remove all the toxins around you. Negative, positive, I don't care. The works. It removes certain illnesses and can clear an entire space. I recommend a Himalayan salt lamp to every room of your house. I mean it. Even the bathroom. You can get plug-in ones for the wall. It's awesome. You need it. Anyways, that consists of our crystals for today. I hope you've enjoyed this Infinity Talk. Have a wonderful day. And as always, I love you all. Hey everyone, it's Matt. So in this segment, I'm going to talk about empathy and empaths and what's the difference. First of all, let's look at what is an empath and what is empathy. Empathy is the ability to be able to feel or at least sympathetically understand other people's emotions. Now, what's an empath? An empath is someone that's able to feel someone's emotions as they are in that other person. The difference between empathy and an empath is empathy is more of a sympathetic type of feeling, while an empath feels your pain identical to how you are presently feeling it as well. Now, an empath is a very gifted person. They're able to feel people's pain. But there are many different types of empaths, and many people aren't aware of this. There's a cosmic empath, which is naturally in tune to planets and celestial alignments, which is what I am. There is an animal empath, someone that's very in tune to animals, knows what they need, knows what they want. Animals love them. There's an earth empath. These are people that are very in tune to Mother Earth. Earthquake, for instance, happened, and they might feel like their own stomach is rumbling in their tummy. And, of course, there's the regular empath that feels emotion. But there's one type of empath that's rarely talked about, and that is the physical empath. This type of empath is able to feel other people's physical symptoms. Now, this could be if they have a cold, they'll get a cold. If you have cancer, they might be able to actually get your cancer. It's one that's less talked about, but in my opinion, one that can be a little bit more crude to the bearer. Only because to pick up on other people's health symptoms, depending on who you're around, that can be a blessing or a curse. But on top of all of these, there's also an intuitive empath. These are people where just by going around you, they can get information about you. They know stuff about you. I am also this type of empath. Just like the cosmic, I am both of these. Now, this means that when someone comes around me, all I have to do is just feel into what information I'm getting. You don't even have to shake my hand. You just have to walk by me and I can tell you what your favorite type of Jell-O is, your favorite movie. It's just information that I pick up on. I hope you've enjoyed this segment on empaths. Have a fantastic day and remember, shine your light. You are amazing.